Chapter 9. He said what?
It rained for an entire week. Mr. Churchill stood at the front of class. Everyone thought he looked a little sad.
You'll have to forgive me. I'm feeling a little nostalgic today. Yesterday was my mother's 75th birthday. When I called London to wish her happy birthday, my brother and sister were over at her house. My brother told me he had just planted my mother's vegetable garden for her. My sister said that she had cooked my mother a coconut cake, my mother's favourite.
How's your mother doing?
She said she was doing fine. She said she didn't feel a day past 50.
That's great.
She must miss you a lot.
She says she does. She says she thinks about me every day.
Wow. What did you say?
I said I would visit her as soon as I could. I said that I missed her too. And I told her that I loved her.
Mr. Churchill walked over to the window. He looked out at the rain. Neither Sam nor Lee said another word. The students dared not say a word either. 20 seconds passed. Then Mr. Churchill turned around. And surprise, surprise, he was smiling.
When I was 18 or 19, like all of you, I never imagined that I would go halfway around the world to live. When I was 18, I thought I'd live in London forever. I thought I'd open a pet shop and work there my whole life. But look, here I am, in Shizuoka. I can't explain it, but here I am, with you. I miss my mother very much, indeed I do. But I'm also very glad I'm here, with you. I'm so glad I've had the chance to meet all of you. Thank you.